That's Richie Havens playing Freedom and Motherless Child near the end of the opening act of the Woodstock Festival before a crowd of as many as a half million music fans, hippies, counterculture activists, and drug-soaked pleasure seekers. I feel like a motherless. Havens was later followed on stage by superstars like Jimi Hendrix, The Who, Ravi Shankar, Santana, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Janis Joplin. That might explain why Haven's long African tunic was soaked with sweat during the performance. But in a recent VOA interview, Havens explained that he had already been on stage for nearly 3 hours when he played that memorable medley, which he had recalled from his gospel and doo-wop days back in Brooklyn.
Tell you the truth, I went back and forth, I sang all the songs I knew, and I'm going, what am I going to do now? And in my mind, I said, you know, this is the freedom that my generation is looking for.
Havens was on stage for as long as he was because Woodstock producers were waiting for the other performers to arrive. The roads to the festival site were choked with cars backed up for over 100 kilometers in all directions, so Havens and the others had to be flown in by helicopter. Havens remembers hovering high above that city of youth, masked in what days before had been a peaceful cow pasture, and being awed by the size and the power of the gathering.
You know, when I looked down and I saw all of those colors, I went, uh-oh, if the newspaper gets a hold of this shot, we won.
Woodstock was billed as entertainment, not politics. But as it swelled, the watching world was aware that the vision of peace, music, and community it represented was a gentle protest against the previous generation's way of life. But music and rebellion were nothing new, says Havens.
We were protesting in the 1950s, and it was the song, I'm sure you'll know it. No, 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 I'm not a juvenile delinquent. Now, can you imagine? I mean, that's a protest in and of itself. You know, being something your parents don't really understand you are. It's freedom to have a voice.
With escalating racial tensions and increasing public anger over the Vietnam War, the decade of the 60s was a time filled with strident voices. But Haven says that for those 3 muddy days at Woodstock, politics and activism took a back seat to peace, love, and cheerfully dealing with the rain and mud.
Many of the fans that I came in contact with, they were so mellowed out, you know, that you can feel there was real joy.
As August 1969 fades farther into the past, the Woodstock Festival continues to enjoy a near-mythic status, both for those who were there and for the millions who wish they'd been there, but millions more who've been born since and who know only the music and the legend and the media hype are still inspired by the free-spirited and communitarian values that Woodstock has come to symbolize.
It was just such an open door. Even the least of us could have a vision. And this is the challenge that we have now, is to open a lot of those doors.
For his part, Havens, now nearly 70, continues to create songs that express the Woodstock ethos, like The Key from his new album, Nobody Left to Crown. And in a role he seems to relish, Havens continues to act as a benign, bearded ambassador for the Woodstock state of mind. With singer Richie Havens, I'm Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
Somewhere there is a chance. No escape, a tribal dance. If no one breaks the common trance, a global glance at freedom's plea. Somewhere there is no love, truth and beauty still survive. In every day of our lives, sun arrives to show us through. Just between me and you.